Welcome to the Yes to Entrepreneurship podcast. So, real quick, before I jump into the conversation with this week's guest, I just want to let you know what this show's about. Really, this show is just about all the conversations we, entrepreneurs, those of us who are the why notters, have around entrepreneurship. It's the conversation that you don't typically hear because you just see those fun posts on Instagram and Facebook where we're hanging out on yachts or we're making a ton of money and driving these fancy cars, when reality is, that's not real life. Real life is trying to figure out how you're gonna pay bills, trying to figure out if you're gonna make rent this month, trying to figure out if that new client really is gonna help move you forward or if they're really gonna bring you down. Really, anything goes in these conversations. And you, the listener, gets to eavesdrop in on these conversations that I'm having with fellow entrepreneurs. So grab your cup of coffee, grab your water, grab your tea, whatever it is that you enjoy, and a pen and paper because you're about to take some notes. Also, be sure to share this out. Oh, here comes my guest. Talk to you soon. Quick shout out to our sponsor, StupidEasy.com. StupidEasy.com is a new online course platform where you can easily upload and sell your online courses without having to be tech savvy and without them taking a cut of your sales. Discover more at stupideasy.com and we'll have a link in the show notes for you. All right, Nicole, so it has been a while since we got to meet up last. It's been at least a few months.
Oh yeah, no, it's definitely been a few. I think it was March in San Diego.
It's so crazy, so crazy. And I still remember, like, because it's coming up on our time.
Right.
I still remember the day that I started taking 1K one day and the day that it came to my inbox, like, oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how crazy that was.
It was insane. I never would have imagined that my very first and now like premier course would sell out in 4 minutes. I mean, the anticipation was insane and I was completely shocked. But of course, in classic Ed Troxel fashion, you were my very first student. And so I don't know if anyone listening was there, but like that is really how Ed jumps on opportunity. You were the first person to ever enroll in the course. You were just number one, and that's why we call you the president to this very day.
Yeah, it's so funny because I still remember getting that notice and being like, okay, am I really wanting to take this course? Because it was really my first course.
You didn't tell me that till later either. I remember thinking to myself, oh my gosh. Like, and it's just, I mean, I think it's worth saying that, like, now it's like we've been together, we've been on this ride almost side by side, you know what I mean? Like, since day one. And it's crazy because we've had each other's back since day one. We've been doing this thing together. And then you tell me like a couple months ago, oh girl, I didn't even trust you. I didn't even know what I was getting myself into, really, you know, but I was like, let me take a chance and see, she seems okay. And I was like, you're the president.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
And that's the funny part, you know, like that's the true story. It's like, you know, it's so hard, especially because that was fresh. Well, right when I was still at my 9-to-5 and I was branching out into entrepreneurship, like I knew that I was going to do my own business again. It was just a matter of time. But when it came to that, it was like, okay, am I okay with putting this money down and seeing if this course is going to work? Because I knew already that I connected with you on Periscope and followed you on social media. So I got that no trust factor. That trust part though, I still was like, well, you know, who knows? Like, I don't know. And so by investing in myself and in that course, it was like, boom, like it was what really pushed it over.
Well, it was insane because I could already tell you'd started laying the foundations because, I mean, you were in like beast mode info gathering, like countdown is on, I'm getting the heck out of this life, you know, and I'm jumping in head first. Like that's where your brain was. So it was clear that whatever it was that you landed on finally, and I'm glad it was 1K one day, you know, that it was going to be the thing to really send you, you know, into the next frontier. And I think you had your quit day. I don't even know how long after. It was like within a year.
Oh yeah.
I forget when 1K01 Day really was. When
yeah, it was August of 2015.
Yeah, so November was my quit day.
Yeah, that's so crazy. And here you are still taken, which is like, I'm not surprised at all. Like, I'm not surprised at all. You've done so much since then. So that's good stuff.
It's crazy. And, you know, I mean, same for you, you know, all the things, you got to catch me up on the craziness that you've been doing.
Because
it's like, there's just so much that, so many opportunities that come up, and it's like, how do you, you know, share with me the opportunities that you've embraced and how do you go about like picking which one's right for you?
Right. Like discerning between the two. So like, gosh, so much has happened. So as you, like, obviously, you know, you've been on the ride, but in the very beginning, you know, it was about launching and getting my product out there and getting to know people and getting people to know me. And that was a large part of it. But then, you know, after that, it was about making sure that I was building each of my income streams, because, you know, I'm all about that life. Like, it's not just about being course and launch dependent. You have to have a business that stands on its own in many different areas. So setting up my membership group and, you know, and then all along the way, you know, I was taking speaking engagements. So I've been on Chalene Johnson's stage. I've had keynotes next to Pat Flynn and Brendan Burchard. I've, you know, been blessed to work with Dave Ramsey and go on tour with them and hit several different spots and, you know, as a keynote with them. And I'll be keynoting with them again in November in Nashville. Nice. And just recently, I mean, literally yesterday, I got home from doing a weekend keynote with Seth Godin. So, I mean, it's been a whirlwind, but as I built my business, as I built my brand, as I've continued to serve, and people just like you have found out that the trust factor was not misplaced, that I am legit, you know, my business really has grown. And now I've got this awesome 7-figure business and, you know, and so much more coming up. So it's really exciting.
And that's the crazy part, you know, because like anybody logging on now, you know, to see you on Periscope or whatever, could easily be like, well, this is overnight success. Like,
for sure. It looks that way.
She's been doing this for maybe 24 hours and she's like, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you deal with that kind of, that thinking pattern? Because that, you know, we want to make sure that people don't think that way.
Sure. No. And you know, it's always tough. Cause it's like, in the grand scheme of things, when I think of business owners like Steve Jobs, you know, and people who have literally built businesses and spent like 20 years failing before they hit their big win, you know, we're all overnight successes. We're all microwave successes thanks to the internet. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's short. But realistically, I've been in corporate America for 10 years. And for me, the leap wasn't as big because I'm still doing what I did in corporate, which was consulting with people and providing solutions and analyzing their business. And I mean, I did this and I was paid 6 figures to do it there, you know, so it wasn't really a surprise for me that if I just switched my my target market to everyday entrepreneurs and regular people and provided the same solutions, corporate strategies, that I would still make roughly the same money or even more, because now I'm not splitting it with a big old office building. So, you know, so I mean, it wasn't that much of a, so I've done that for 10 years and then I blogged for 5 years before I even got online. So, you know, I even opened my own consulting firm. So really, I think that oftentimes it feels microwave successy for a lot of people when you see it, but in real life, most people have been working at their passion and their purpose in some way, shape, or form, whether it was the first lemonade stand or, you know, launching a couple of blogs that never really took off. You know, we've all been at it. So it takes years, you know, it takes years.
Or in my case, selling sodas to the neighborhood kids.
Listen, whatever you can do, get your coin. You know what I mean? Like, it's a quarter here, a quarter there, but eventually that turns into something.
It does. It does. Mm-hmm. And so when did you decide, like when you were at corporate, like how did you know that you could be doing something more and that you wanted to do something more? Because I feel like that's a hard one to come across.
It is. And like, everyone talks about that being ready moment, you know, like when is it the time to leap, you know, and it differs for everyone. But what happens is the sound of my purpose became louder than the sound of my daily task. You know, it became louder than what I was doing every single day. And there was an urgency behind chasing my purpose. So I was doing work every day within a business, and I was helping people that kind of started to not really have a face, you know, it just felt like I was phoning it in. And because I was already testing my purpose outside of the corporate world and blogging and scoping and, you know, just, and which is what you do, right? Everybody kind of indulges the thing that they really love. You were doing it, you know, like you couldn't help but give tech advice to people, you know, outside of, you know, your four walls of your, you know, 9 to 5. You could not help it. That was who you were. You became known as the guy to go to for any type of tech stuff and online stuff. That's like who you were. So that what happened was I found myself wishing I could be there even more, you know, and I wasn't, and it was like, how do I move things around so I can have the time to be where I really want to be, where I get the happiness and the joy. And ultimately the only way I could find the time was to quit, you know, I wanted, so I was like, I got to get out of here, you know, and that's what I did. And it was awesome. Best decision I ever made.
And, you know, and I love that because that's one of those things, like even I struggled with when I was at the 9 to 5, like, even though I knew that I was going to quit, I wasn't sure at what point was going to be okay. And to figure out what,
No, this is so funny. It's like, whenever I do podcast interviews, I always have an awkward moment, like once or twice, where I either like drop something or I sneeze or I try to hold back a sneeze. And of course we just had our awkward moment where I literally just stared out. Cause like my house, so I, and this is going to sound so weird, but like I have a really huge house. So, I've got a huge house and I just adopted 3 girls. I have a 5-year-old, a 15-year-old, a 17-year-old. So there's constant something going on. And I swear I just heard something break, which everything's fine because there are other adults in here. But, you know, if any of the people who listen to you are moms, they probably know what that's like. They're like, what is it? You know, and I just had one of those moments and your face, you're like, what the heck, Nicole? And I'm like, sorry. The hot mess express, right? You're never you're never too fancy not be a disaster.
and that's the thing, you know, and that's what I love about being an entrepreneur is that there's no right or wrong way.
No right or wrong way. You know what I mean? Like, aren't we all making it up, hoping it works? You know what I mean? Like, we're looking for answers. We're like asking people who've been there, things like that. But at the end of the day, it's your own flavor. It's your own flair. So obviously some things are going to be wrong and some things are going to be so, so right. So, yep. Having a podcast with me on and being awkward and weird and, you know, freaking out that my kids broke something is very, very accurate and true to my form.
Yes.
It's all me.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, when you're out and about, and I mean, you have the family too. So like, for me, it's just really me. I got the dogs, but really it's just me. They really do. I'm telling you, they have just as many bills as a kid does.
I know. Well, there's nothing braver than saying that you want to do audio content production when you have dogs in the house. Like all it takes is one mailman and that's just an edit that you'll never recover. You know,
it's true. I go through my precautions and I put them outside or I make sure that they're tired.
Right.
That way there's no
lessons.
Yeah.
You know, crazy.
And it's like, so when it comes down to these big events, because you've been doing a lot of big events lately.
Yeah, a lot of them, yeah.
How do you shake those nerves? Because I mean, that's, even just being a fresh entrepreneur, that thinking of that is like, it's so crazy. And to
be
doing it for a while now,
yeah,
I'm sure those nerves are still there.
Yeah, so I will actually tell you something I don't think I've ever told anyone publicly. So I was born without, you know, public speaking is the number one fear, right? It's like public speaking and death are like side by side, right? So for me, I was actually born without that chip, right? Like it's just that's my magic mojo. I have no fear of public speaking. I mean, I get up there and it actually feeds me. Like I look forward to it, right? But get this, truth moment, right? I was doing great, like as I started going and like booking my gigs and everything. And then something happened where I was going to Marketing Impact Academy with Shalene Johnson's event. I've spoken there twice. It was my second time speaking. And this time the difference was that the deck that I prepared or the speech that I prepared, I was actually going to share more personal things about my family and just kind of dive a little deeper than I normally dive. And it involved sharing more things about like my girl's story and becoming a mom and how I've had to live that side by side with my business. And it was a level of vulnerability that suddenly terrified me. Huh. I mean, I had a full on meltdown the day before, and nobody knows this. I still hit the stage. I still crushed it. I still killed it, because it's important to be a professional no matter what. But I'll tell you, I actually didn't get past the nerves. That is the last time that I remember doing something afraid in like a big, in the biggest way. I mean, I had a full on meltdown the night before. And then after that, it actually took me a while of like active therapy, journaling, to like get back to myself, because it was such a, I don't want to say traumatic experience, but I never felt fear before getting on stage. And I went into a phase of kind of questioning, like, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And gosh, that was so much harder than it normally is. Like, sure. What does that mean? And, you know, fortunately, because I'm surrounded by entrepreneurs now, you know, I had lots of people who lifted me up and said, what you experience there is what people experience when they have a launch that fails, or when they have a product that fails. You went into that questioning phase where you're like, should I even be doing this? And is this a mistake? And, you know, and then you start questioning everything about yourself. But no, you know, you remember that feeling you had when you were winning, and the fact that you weren't born with that chip, you know, and that is your truth. And once I got back to that, now I've overcome something that I never thought would happen before. And now when I get on stage, I mean, there's no nerves. I'm back. Not only am I back to myself, but I think I've actually up-leveled. You know, I think I'm even better than I was before. So realistically, it's amazing, because people would never think that. Like, anyone who ever sees me on stage or sees me on live broadcasting would think, oh, this girl, like, she just loves it, you know? But right. Little do they know, like, I have had full-on panic attack meltdowns before getting on stage out of sheer fear. So if I'm able to do it and get up there and make it look like it's easy, anybody can do it.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? You bring up a great point that I know even myself, I've faced this, and I know entrepreneurs that I talk to face this all the time as well, is that not just fear of like public speaking, but fear of taking the chance, fear of what's going to happen next, and dealing with this not so perfect life
that we
envision. So, and you mentioned a couple things that you do with the journaling and stuff, like, Tell me a little bit more about that, because that's what I'm always curious about.
Sure. Yeah, no. So, I mean, it's really, what's funny is when you enter entrepreneurship at first, you kind of start learning that like the money part is always going to be there, right? You're always going to worry where the next paycheck's coming from, because that's what the life is. You know,
so
you start teaching yourself to get comfortable with risk, because that's what you have to do to get the money, you know? So like, okay. But then you realize what's left, right, after you're sort of agreeing to be worried about money, is this mindset game. Like, am I up for this challenge? Can I do this every day? You know, all this stuff you're talking about. And then you start really, I know that I spend more of my time learning about how to master my mindset, my motivation, and my discipline, more time than I spend trying to figure out how to do a funnel or a lead page or master a new piece of technology. Because honestly, if I can get my mindset right, I can do anything. So one of the things I've been working on now is, I just finished reading The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. And I'm trying to optimize my mornings. I realized that I can't afford financially, like, and mentally, to sleep in. You know, it just isn't an option. And sleeping in for an entrepreneur is like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like,
it's so true.
You know, and I just was getting uncomfortable with how many days of the week I was sleeping until 8, you know. I was like, this is not cutting it. You know, somebody else is up at 4 a.m. and that means they're getting a half a workday in every single day that I'm not getting in. Like, how can I compete with that? You know, like, my work ethic needs to even to go up. So then it becomes an issue of how do I find the tools and the resources to resolve it. So I now do Hank Elrod's method, and Hal Elrod, and I'll tell everyone about it because it works. It's the Lifesavers method, and it's S-A-V-E-R-S. And S is you start your morning in this order. So you wake up, you have a drink of water because your brain's dehydrated because you've been asleep for 8 hours. Then you do silence, which is what the S stands for, which is just meditation, prayer, whatever. You start your morning in a quiet, reflective place. Then you do affirmations, which are the weirdest thing in the whole world for me. They feel great once I'm done. They feel weird to start, you know, just to stand there and holler like, I can do anything. I'm the champion of the world. Like, it's the strangest thing, but you know what? There's a physiological connection between the words that we say and how we believe and act. So I'll do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'll do it. Then the V in Savers stands for visualization. So that's where you spend time really, you know, putting your mind to seeing your future, to seeing your goals, to walking through the experience, to seeing yourself overcome your challenges so that your body and your decision-making follow suit. After that, it's the E, which is exercise. Every single entrepreneur exercises. I have literally not met a single one that doesn't do something. And I've managed to go pretty far without exercising. And I'm like, man, if I just start, you know, doing some jumping jacks, I'm probably going to break 8 figures this year. You know what I mean? So I'm like, let me get some push-ups in my life, you know? So I do a little bit of exercise. And then R in Savers is reading. And reading is really personal development, taking time every single day, starting your morning with learning about how to be a better version of yourself. So in just doing, I do anywhere between 20 and 30 minutes of reading as part of my Savers routine. I've been going through about a book a week, and there is no way that anyone can tell you that you're not going to be successful if you're reading 52 books a year. You right. will be smarter at the end of that time frame. So if you do nothing else, I mean, that's crazy, right? And then the S part of the Savers routine is scribing or journaling. And you just take a few minutes to write in a journal. I have never been a journaler. It's always been kind of weird to me just sit down and be all dear diary. So I broke it down into two categories where I write three things that I'm grateful for and three things I'm going to do to make today great. And nice. It just, you know, writing down those simple things, I've been able to build, you know, takeaways, you know, things that I can apply, set my mindset, my intention before I start my day. So, so that's one of the things that I do every single morning. And I'm proud to say I wake up now every morning between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. And I've been able to do that within 3 weeks, for the past 3 weeks. And I was able to change my habits within 3 days.
That's impressive. And then how long is your typical day? Like,
So my day, I go to bed at early too. That's the other thing too. I cut that whole like up late thing. I mean, people say they're night owls and all that jazz, and I can do it. I can do a late night here and there, but it's just not a way of life that I want to maintain. So, because you're not your freshest, you're not most effective. Nobody else is up. You know what I mean? Like, can't call for help at 2 a.m. if you know on a tech issue, like, unless you have Ed's number. So, which I've done. So, it's like, you know, outside of that, you know, I get to bed by like 10 o'clock every single day. And one of the promises I made to my husband when I first got to entrepreneurship was that I'd go to bed with him every night. You know, that we would, you know, end our day together so we can recap and be good parents. And and I'm happy to say I'm able to keep that, and it's important to me. And this routine allows me to do that. But that's a full day. I mean, 4 a.m. to 10 o'clock is plenty.
Yeah, I'm like, what time is nap time? Because
I know. I start fading around, like, I would say you're not going to get a shiny version of me around like 8:30. I'm like, okay, all right. I'm over 30 in the house.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love that Savers thing. And I'm like, okay, cool. I maybe just need to add the affirmations in there.
Yeah. It's like there's intention behind it, you know? Like, it's one of those things where I tried the whole, like, okay, discipline. I'm going to wake up every morning at 6 a.m. I'm going to do it. And the habit didn't stick because I didn't have any routine within it. It was just kind of, I'd wake up at 6 a.m. and be like, okay, I'm up. And then I'd be like, I'm tired. And then I'm like, okay, well, I'll shuffle around a little. Okay, I guess I'll take some notes. And I was like, this is terrible and not rewarding at all. And I don't know what I'm doing, you know? So building a structure changed everything.
That's so true. And how do you deal with the stress? Because that's a real thing.
Sure. Yeah, the stress is tough. I mean, one thing that helps is I have a support system. And my support system is not just my family, because frankly, my family doesn't quite understand everything I do. Because, you know, per usual entrepreneur, like, my parents think I'm unemployed, of course, you know, so it's like, that's how it goes. But, you know, I'm blessed. I have an amazing mastermind community called the Yacht Club. And everyone in there, they're all entrepreneurs. And I'm candid and transparent with them. So they understand what I'm going through. And I talk to them all the time. And I have a mentor. I have several mentors, really, and good friends in the space that understand what it is. So I lean on them. And then when it comes to stress, I really try to take care of myself. If I find that I'm getting burnt out, I take time off. If I, you know, try to end my day every single day, hang out with my family, because not only does it keep me grounded, but it also reminds me why I'm doing all this. And I find that self-care and that reminding myself that, you know, I can't pour from an empty glass really keeps me balanced, and it keeps the stress levels down.
Yeah, no, and you know, that's so true, because I find that too with myself. Like, there's some days where I'm like, I have a long to-do list and I need to get stuff done. But if I really am feeling just like I just need to sleep or I just need to chill, I will fight it, because I still, like, it's natural.
Yeah, it's like, especially because we love what we do. Yeah. So it's like, it's not the same type of like, oh, I can't work through it. Sure we can. You know what I mean? It's like, of course I'll work through it. But it's also like, should I? No. My body's telling me no. Rest, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know, and a great example was the thing that we talked about in the group was the virtual summer camps and things like that.
Yes.
I still remember that day. I was like, okay, I decided I was so tired. I was just going to take a nap. Yep. And then I woke up and then boom, you popped onto the live, you had this thing. And by the end of the day, and this is like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, by the end of the day, I had up a virtual summer camp
landing
page. Like, boom, boom, boom.
Like, he's not playing. I was like, wait a minute. But that's also like how you attack most things in your life, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the minute you're like, okay, this idea is solid, you're like, well, what are the first steps? Let me do like eight of these, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, per usual. But yeah, no, sometimes it's like showing restraint, like saying to ourselves, okay, do I need to do this? Will the world end if I wait till tomorrow? Okay, let me go to sleep, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I find, you know, same thing with like the journaling. You know, I pretty much do every day where I make a list of my top three to-dos. Like that's, and I have an actual paper planner that I put it in, because the digital is nice for the reminder, but the paper and the pen are like the physical checking it off.
Oh,
it's
definitely.
Like, it's what my brain needs. And so being able to look at that when I get bored, or, you know, quote bored, or when I start going off my path, I'm like, wait, let me check my planner. Oh, okay. I still got these and I got so many hours left in my day. I need to figure this out now.
It's also a good mental check whenever you're feeling kind of imposter syndrome-y or like, I'm not really getting anything done. When you look at your list and you see everything you've crossed off, you're like, all right, I am actually out here doing some stuff. You know, like I'm that person who legit will write something on my to-do list just so I can cross it off. I'll be like, oh yeah, I did that.
Me too.
I'm gonna write this down so I can cross this off because I know I did it. You know, like, I'm gonna get all the credit to myself.
It's so true. I do the same. And you know what? I think that as entrepreneurs, that's the biggest thing that we can reward ourselves with, right? Because that's our paycheck.
It is. Because our paycheck isn't always money. You know what I mean? It's like sometimes I made major strides because I was able to like spend an hour connecting with like a top influencer or something. Like that's going to pay off down the line. But today it's already a win. So I need to check that off. I need to give myself credit for it.
And how do you go about connecting with your influencers? Because you're hanging out with some top level people there.
Right.
You know, the average Joe, you know, is like, wait, what?
You know, like how to get in there. Yeah, no, I mean, one of the important things is, it's funny because we were like, well, I want the strategy. What's tactical, right? Like, so who am I emailing? You know, that sort of stuff. And yeah, there is some tactical stuff to it. Yes, it's about, you know, making sure that you are pitching yourself and getting out there. But the truth is, and I mean, this is the God's honest truth, you have to be kind to all you meet.
Yes.
Because this industry is so small that you never know, one, who you're going to meet, and two, who might be watching. So as somebody who, you know, is just getting into this entrepreneur speaker space, you know, because prior to this, I was kind of doing my own thing in corporate. I don't know everybody. I don't know the faces of all the famous people. I mean, heck, Chalene Johnson, you know, is this huge multi-million dollar, you know, entrepreneur who's touched countless lives. She popped onto one of my Periscope Live broadcasts and I did not know who she was. I was annoyed that she was interrupting. I was like, who is this girl? Like, what is this? And everyone else is freaking out like, you know who this is? And I'm like, she needs to stop interrupting. Like, that's where I was, you know? So it's like, I mean, these things happen, you know, like this past weekend, I was coming out of my hotel room and I walked through the elevator and there's Seth Godin. You know what I mean? Like just standing there, you know, like God orchestrates a lot of funky opportunities for me. But what I remember is what I remind myself is I'm kind to everyone. I will treat the person who unloads my luggage the exact same way that I'll treat Seth Godin because they deserve it. And also because how do I know that's not Seth Godin's son?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like everybody is somebody, you know, and you have to remember that never, you know, none of us are, you know, fancy pants, you know, and no matter how much money you have in your pocket or commas in your bank account. So I just see too many people kind of digging holes for themselves because they go to these events and or they go places or they ascend to a certain place and then they just don't network or they, you know, don't hide in a corner and that'll shoot yourself in the foot. That's how you really get ahead.
Yeah, no, and you know, that's such a great point too, is that you really do have to be just approachable and nice.
Absolutely.
And be honored to just be doing what you're doing.
And you're an example of it. Oh my gosh, you're an example of it. Like you do that virtually even. So like you became easily recognizable by some of the top people because you would be on every single scope. And it's not like you would just watch live content or live broadcast and be quiet. You engage. You would say hi to other people who were there. You would comment on and respond to and answer questions and repeat back, you know, what the broadcaster is saying. You made yourself seen and you did it in a respectful way that honored their work and honored the people in the room. So that makes you someone that people are like, you know what, I want to lift him up. You know, I like him. I see myself in him. He's a good person. He's in this for the right reasons. And that is always going to serve you well. Like good things will come in spades if you behave that way.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. And actually, funny thing happened. I was so tired from work the other day, and I had some crazy dreams. So the next morning I woke up, and I was actually kind of disappointed because I thought it was real life.
What happened? Oh my gosh.
You're going to crack up on this one. So
oh my gosh.
I had to text Shalene on Snapchat and let her know about this because I had a dream that I was hanging out with her and the family. And
oh my gosh.
Ceremony for somebody. Oh. And we were hanging out, we were talking, and she was giving me tips and she was explaining, you know, certain things. And it was just like this whole night.
It was so real.
Hanging out. And then I wake up and I'm like, Oh
man,
I'm gonna have to text her this.
But you know what? It's not a bad thing either. Like, you know what? Right. Like, you, that's visualization, right? Like, all the time, you know? Like, listen, Ed, like, it's true. Think about this. When we first met, you know, I'm here getting ready to launch my first product. You're here saying, I'm about to have my quit day. We're looking at each other like, all right, we're gonna get each other there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And what, in March, you know, and it was a while, it's been almost 2 years after that point, but with both of us doing our hard work, you know, I promised you, I was like, we're gonna get on a yacht. We're gonna get on a boat together. You know what I mean? We're gonna meet someday. And you're like, no, we are gonna meet. And then sure enough, in March, we went out on a boat trip in San Diego, the two of us, you know, and you know, other rich friends, you know, but it was amazing. That moment happened, and it happened because we decided 2 years prior that it was gonna happen. So I believe you. I know that I just hope I get invited to your awards ceremony. You know, I feel like I should text her and let her know, be like, hey girl, hey, when that goes down, like, you know, invite. He's my president. So
like, it's so true. So true. You know? You guys can be over there fighting. I'm like, wait, hold the
piece. I know. And I'll be like, hold on a second. He was in my course first.
I love it. But you know what? That's where, you know, I always say this, teamwork equals success, right? Like,
yes.
That's, we all have to help each other get to the next place. And that ties into being appreciative of each other and
absolutely
looking at everyone the same way and appreciating what they bring to the table. And that's the big point. Part of entrepreneurship is the rewards that come with that.
Absolutely.
Is that's your paycheck. And then you don't worry about the numbers because those will come later.
Oh,
you gotta worry about those relationships and building those out from there.
Definitely.
And what's your why? Like, what's your why of why you're doing all of this? Because you're my why notters. You're part of the why notters.
That's, oh my gosh! Like, of course. No, obviously I'm a why notter. You know, for sure. Like, why? Like, what else would I do? But my why is really rooted in one, my faith. You know, I'm a believer, and for me, it's a huge part of it is that I believe that God has gifted me with, you know, divine gifts that are meant specifically to help other people realize their own gifts. So, you know, sure, I might not be able to you know, cure cancer, you know, it's pretty unlikely at this rate. You know, like I'm probably not going to be an amazing Olympic swimmer, you know, and it's, the odds are pretty, pretty good that I'm not going to be a mom of 8 kids. However, there are already people out there who are doing these things or pursuing these dreams. And what I have been divinely blessed with is the ability to help people realize change in their own lives. And I have been blessed with the ability to help people believe that they, with a little bit of time and the right tools and resources and a whole lot of effort and work ethic, that they can make it happen. And it's important to me to use that to be a catalyst for change in their lives. And I'm blessed to be able to do it. You know, for some reason, you know, when I say stuff, people are like, okay, you know? And so it's my job to get in front of as many people as possible to remind them of who they are and what they're capable of. And so I'm chasing that every single day.
Yeah, and you know, and you bring up the great point, and you talked about this earlier too, is that you have to put yourself out there and you have to show up, you know, show up and engage. And
absolutely,
that's especially with live broadcasting. People are so afraid to get on live broadcasts because they're afraid of the camera or whatever. And it's like, yeah, but it only takes one person to show up. Like for
that's
you,
right.
Shalene showed up and it's bam, you know,
and that's
like,
it. And one will come right after the other too. That's the other thing I think so many people forget. When the blessings start coming, when the opportunities start, you know, the door starts opening, it gets crazy how fast they come. Your head will spin. You will look back in a year and a half and say, I can't believe what I've gotten through, and I can't believe the opportunities that showed up. You know, I can't believe the moments where I thought I wouldn't be able to pay my rent, and I can't believe the moments where I had a financial windfall that I did not even see coming. You know, it's right. amazing what will happen, but the thing is, none of those things can happen if you don't start. None of those things will happen if you don't step into alignment. None of those things will happen if you don't say, I'm willing to take a chance, you know, and let the road rise to meet me and just try. And once you do that, there's no limit to what's possible, right? So like you said, why not?
Yeah, I 100% agree. And what are some of the conversations that you hear other entrepreneurs coming to you for that they're talking about? Because you're connected with a lot of why notters.
Sure, sure. Yeah, the biggest thing that I get asked about now is, it's funny because I'm very good at helping people make money, right? Yeah. But the way that I help people make money is by getting them to beat back past, it's yes, it's system strategies, all that. But first, we always get past the things that are in our head, right? The things that are in our way, cutting through all the BS, cutting through all the garbage, all the things society's put on us, you know, and shaking those off and saying, what am I about and why do I deserve to chase it? And once that happens and people are able to serve in whatever their individual gift is, like making money is never the hard part. So that's what entrepreneurs come to me for, to help dismantle some of these long-held beliefs that are keeping them from getting to where they're supposed to be, and then getting the tools and systems in place to actually realize the truth of their dreams. So when it comes to my like entrepreneur peers, if you're talking, so that's like, you know, what I get from my everyday client, if you will.
Yeah.
For my peers and the big wigs in the game, the number one thing I get asked about is, how the heck did you build such a raving community?
Yes.
That's the number one thing I get asked. I get, how did you build this community of amazing people that are hardworking, that are committed, that implement, that try, that want this more than they want anything else, the success, right?
Yeah.
And the answer is, you know, obviously I'll say like, it's God, you know, like I pray every single day for the right people to come into my life, you know, but I also believe that a lot of it is because I am willing to be a leader that's amongst the people and not above the people.
Yes.
I get vulnerable. I tell them, I'm like, hey, look, I screw up and I'm still standing. You're allowed to screw up and you will still stand. And if you can't stand, I will lift you up. You know what I mean? And I believe that if more people did this and they're present and they're engaged and they're involved and they know people's names and they know their kids' names and they're there to help them in the highs and the lows and not try to put this pretty shiny face on entrepreneurship all the dang time, you know, and dismantle these long-held beliefs that you can't be flawed and still be great, you know, people would see more of that in their own communities because, you know, people are people, so...
No, and I'm 100% agree, and that's why the podcast is resonating with so many people and why so many love to hear the stories, because it could be the same exact topic that we talk about in every single episode, yet everyone's story is different.
Sure.
Everyone has that unique experience and is able to branch out from there, and it will resonate with somebody else who's listening differently. You know, I could say the same exact thing over and over, but each listener is going to be picking up something different.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you're so relatable, and that's why the community is so strong and why people want to be around you, because you're bringing everyone up, and that just puts out more positive vibes and energy, and everyone just builds together.
Yeah, we're so blessed, because I definitely look at our community and I say that we're blessed to have each other, you know, and I mean that, you know, I definitely believe that I get a ton out of it, you know, because I have a place to serve. That is a blessing in and of itself. It's always, I am just completely in awe every single day that this life is even a thing. Right? You know, that like, I'm even to help people in this capacity. Like, what? This is crazy, right?
Yeah.
You know? And then the second part of it is, I consider myself blessed because I have this space of people that are such givers, and they're so generous, and they're so committed to their own purpose, you know? And that is, it's just tremendous. And I think that, you know, sharing and displaying and acting in that space lets other people do it too. So if I grow, they grow. And if they grow, I grow. And before you know it, we're all at the mountaintop.
No, and you know, that is exactly how it's supposed to be done. And that's what puts you out from, that's what makes you stand out from the rest, right? And
thank
that's you. What people really love to see, because it's real, it's authentic. And You're not in it for the money. Yes.
No, it's nice to have. I mean, yeah. Like, listen, I cannot work in my purpose if I'm not paid. That's right. Just how that works. And I love this so much that I want to keep doing it, which is why I put a price tag on it. You know what I mean? And like that is, and I want to make sure that I'm able to do this forever and ever and ever, which means that I need to be able to, like, you know, eat, you know, yeah. And I need to be able to make sure I have a roof over my head. And I have three beautiful girls that I adopted that deserve the world. And I got to make sure they're good too, you know? So yeah, absolutely. So many people are uncomfortable with charging, you know, for living in their purpose. But you know what? At the end of the day, entrepreneurship is so crazy that there's no price you can put on what you have to give, you know? So it's like, I mean, it's just amazing. I hope I never get tired of being like stunned and looking at this life and wonder, you know what I mean? I still can't believe it.
I hear you. I try to pinch myself every day because I'm like, I no regrets. Like if anything happens, like it's been a great ride. It's if something changes ride. Tomorrow, fine. But I'm gonna keep pinching myself because
you know? Right. It's like no matter what, I look back and I'd be like, whoa, I got to do that for 3 years. Like that's crazy. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like how awesome was it? Like, and think about what our stories would be. Like, man, like I, for 3 years, it's like when you hear your parents talking about like, oh my gosh, yeah, for 3 years, I toured with the Grateful Dead. You know what I mean? And you're just like, what? You know, like, and now you're an accountant. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can live many lives and the life that I'm in right now, I hope I get to live forever, you know, but this is awesome. You know, it's awesome.
It is. And that's what I try to make sure people who are thinking about entrepreneurship understand is that it can be so much fun. It is so much fun.
So much fun.
That's what they see as well. But I want them to also see that there are going to be those downtimes. There are going to be roller coasters. And you just have to embrace it and keep pushing. And that's why you have to be in a supportive community and be around people that are only going to bring you up. You can't have negativity. You got to cut the negativity.
There's no room for it. I mean, I legit don't have time. You know what I mean? Like when people come, I'm like stage left. There's no room for this because when I look at what I have to deal with in my own mindset issues, your brain is hardwired to keep you away from things that are risky. That is science. You know what I mean? So if you're saying, oh yeah, I'm about to drop 20 grand on building some software in hopes that it may work and nothing like it exists, you know, and I just really hope this plays out, right? Like your brain is going to tell you, run the other way. You know what I mean? This is not only can you not do it, this is stupid and you will die. That's what your brain is going to tell you if it works properly, you know? So entrepreneurship is like building a system and a force field around yourself that tells you, you can do it, you can do it. So if you have someone who's negative, who's just sitting there saying, oh no, you're going to fail, like you don't need that. You know what I mean? You're already with your brain all day. You don't need that. So yeah, I mean, I am protective of my space, you know, because I've got a purpose and a mission to serve. And I can fail enough by myself. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't need extra, you know, like for real.
It's so true. And you know what I love is having that outlook and also being able to be around other people. Like I have friends that are working their 9-to-5 who keep telling me how impressed they are with how long I've been able to do this and how much I've been able to do on my own. And it's like, it's so much fun, but it's not just me, you know, like I have people, I have my community, I have support everywhere. So that's why I always make sure to tell people, it's not just me. Like I may be the creator and I can push things out, but I need help from other people. And you know, case in point, the podcast, I'm always saying the Yes to Entrepreneurship podcast. I'm not saying my podcast. I catch myself a lot of times where I'll type my and I backspace it. And I'm like, no, the, because
it's ours,
you know? And that says something, and that's what people need to realize is that they need to make sure that they're putting that out there, not me, because that's not going to get you far.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that one of the things that I was told by Shalene, you know, who's one of my mentors, that was really, really powerful for me was it's really important in whatever capacity you're working with your students or your clients, your consumers or anything, that you never take their power. And because it's hard enough already, right? There's already things out there coming for us. So whenever they have a win, recognize that win is theirs. You know, even if you said words that might have sparked it, at the end of the day, to get to that finish line, like they did all of the hard work all of the hard work. I mean, they were with themselves all day, you know? So if they have a win and they post that win and they're like, and they want to glorify you, because I mean, that is what society tells us, right? That it, well, I just want to thank you. I never could have done it without you. You know, like it tells us that we're good, but like turn it back on them, yep. You know, say, no, it's you, you did this, you know, you were the one who was excellent, because that's the truth, you know, and they deserve to know that. Plus they need that in order to keep going. And I think that you nailed it. You know, it's this whole experience, this whole life is ours, and we're only blessed to, you know, share it with others.
Yeah, it's so true. And you know, let me ask you before I let you go, like what's one piece of advice that you would give somebody who is thinking about entrepreneurship or is just starting out?
Oh my goodness. Gosh, it's funny because I get that question often, and I like run through my head. Of course, 50 things go through my head. You know, I'm like, run, you know, to take notes, save, like, you know, there's so many things. I think that the thing that I'm in the season that I'm in now, that's like the strongest piece of advice is business is dynamic and changing. And if you find yourself evolving through ideas, because you're multi-passionate, you have a lot of things you're good at doing, or because you find that your business doesn't look quite the way that you thought it would, don't let that stop you. You know that that's normal. Know that, you know, companies like Coca-Cola started off selling cough syrup, you know, and now it's in a soda fountain, you know? So recognize that things evolve and that is what they're supposed to do. So let that evolution occur. Let yourself, you know, change and let yourself grow, because that's truly how you're going to align with the way that you're supposed to best serve the world.
Yeah, I agree. That's the way it is.
Yeah, it's the way it is. Like, are you doing what you thought you'd be doing on day one?
No.
Exactly, right, and neither am I, so it's what it is.
And what's so funny too, when it, you know, relating it back to websites, because obviously I'm huge on websites, is that I just got a Facebook notification the other day about the picture of my first website that I had for Ed Troxel Creative.
Yes, I've had those. I had one come up from like 7 years ago for my first blog screenshot. I made my header with Microsoft Word art. Like throwback, okay? Throwback.
Yes. And see, and that's cool. I'm glad you did that, because I tell people, like, take a screenshot or a screen recording of your current website, because it's always going to change. And what I had then is nothing compared to what I have now.
Nothing.
Is totally separate from, and now my vision is more alive than ever. And it's just so cool to see the progress, because we're always looking forward and seeing what's next, but we don't take a lot of time to look back at what we've done and realize, like, wow, I created a website. It may not have looked great, but I created it. And now I have a professional that can do it. Or, you know, like back when I had the magazine, I couldn't believe that I put 4 issues of a real magazine together that people thought was a real magazine. They embraced it. They loved it. I printed it. And I even put on concerts. Like, it was a trip. And I totally forgot about the concerts until I looked at old YouTube videos a couple years ago. So it's like,
crazy.
We
do so much. We just forget, you know, and not to mention, again, entrepreneurship tells you to run the other way. Your brain is like, no. So like, you will forget all those things, because it's like, I want you to forget this momentary high, because this next task you're taking on will kill you. Yeah. That's what your brain is going to tell you, you know? So it's important that you remind yourself, you know, and you counteract those thoughts by saying, oh no, I'm the person who crushed that. And I remember feeling this scared before, and I made it to the other side. No, you know.
It's so true. And once you know your plan and you have looked at, you know, your finances and things like that, and plan that exit strategy, it works. And, you know, I would have stayed probably. It wouldn't have been as good for my business if I did this. But if it wasn't a conflict of interest, I probably would have stayed part time at my 9-to-5 to help continue to fund the dream. But I had to choose, and I chose entrepreneurship, and I have no regrets, and it's worked, you know.
Absolutely. I just love it. It's beyond exciting to me. So
yeah,
I can't even. It's so exciting.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Dive deeper into the conversation with this guest as well as others by going to yestoentrepreneurship.com/podcast. Over there, you will find a list of all the previous episodes, and bonus material for each guest. I hope that you'll continue to share out this podcast, and please be sure to leave a review in iTunes and subscribe so that way others can discover this show and be able to realize they are not alone and that they have somebody they can count on to provide value and motivate and inspire them to keep moving forward. Together, we can make it happen. And like I always say, teamwork equals success. So go out there and do something great, because why not?